This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go.
This deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go.
$2.99.
I forgot about what we're going to do right now.
Yeah.
Which is not great because we've been doing the bit for 4 whole months, but we will get to what a Shador and Travis Hunter first round would mean for the Browns in 20 minutes, but it is time. It is the time, the last time, this draft season to get in with your mock draft. Send them in at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin, hashtag mock me. Send in your mock draft, your picks for the Browns this weekend, tonight, and we will Jake will bring them up on air, and then we will grade them alongside the pros. Jake Murren, take us there.
Nick and Jonathan Judge mock drafts all NFL offseason. It's time for this week's Mock Me.
All right, buddy, you ready?
Yeah, let's go start a Mock Me here with Tom
McShay.
Real
quick, everyone at Razzles is listening to you, and they know that you like to raw dog chicken wings, and they think much less of you. No pressure.
You got quite the reputation around here now, Jake.
They're like, oh, raw dog Jake?
That's what they call you now.
Yeah, that's not great.
At least you know it.
Yeah.
All right, let's start Mock Me with Todd McShay. He released his fourth and final mock draft yesterday. He has the Browns staying at number 2, picking Travis Hunter. He also gave us 2 bonus picks into the second round. So at 33, he has the Browns drafting Shador Sanders, who makes it through tonight. So the Browns get both Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders, make no trades to do so. Is this a great scenario for Cleveland?
Is it the Shadream, Jonathan?
It is about as great as you can get without being called the Shadream. Without being,
is I it just, that you don't want me to say
branding.
Shadream
it, no, just,
for the next 5 years?
It's bad branding. It's not something I like. The Shadream. But it's
I'll
an
give
a,
it
it's
a B
an
minus.
A, it's an A minus.
Actually, you know what? I'll go A minus as well. You guys know, I think there's a cap on Shador. That's okay. If somehow you don't have to trade anything up, you still get your 2 third-round picks, you get a 4th-rounder, a 5th-rounder, now a 6th-rounder as well. Yes, I this is an okay, A-.
I would be dying to find out the reaction if something like this actually did happen, though. Like, would people walk around acting like Andrew Berry stole the draft? Because so much of that is tied up with positional value and then the importance of the value relative to a pick. If you go 2 and 33 and get Hunter and Shador, there's not a draft person in the world that wouldn't say he stole it relative to what the expectations were. And that's why I think it would be a very good thing for Andrew Berry.
All right, what's up next?
Mock me.
You've robbed me of my joy.
All right, ESPN draft analyst Jordan Reed has a full mock draft. It's Travis Hunter at number 2 and Jalen Milroe at 33. In the first round, Shador Sanders goes to the Saints at 9 and Jackson Dart to the Steelers at 21. For the other Browns picks, they get Elijah Arroyo, DJ Giddens, Jalen Travis, Antoine Powell, Ryland, Nazir Stackhouse, Drew Kendall, and Cody Simon. What do you guys think of Jordan Reed's mock?
I've seen Arroyo, by the way, multiple places to the Browns now.
I mean, he's kind of in the sweet spot. If Mason Taylor isn't there at 67, Arroyo certainly could be. He could also be there at 94. So So I'm a little overstimulated right now. What were the first two picks?
First two picks were Travis Hunter and Jalen Milroe.
All right. I'll give it a B minus.
The Mill Rise.
He is Mill Risen.
Yeah. C plus. I just don't think Jalen Milroe is going to be anything.
I just think I'm out on a quarterback.
Yeah,
that
me too.
High.
I think I might be out on quarterbacks at this year. Well, that's where we're at, right? If it's not Shador and it is not trending towards that at all, I don't want Milroe. I don't want Dart. I don't want Chuck. I don't want any of these guys.
And listen, if it does happen, we'll get into the pros, the cons, what they need to do. But I just personally, I just don't feel the need to do it. That doesn't mean that whatever they do is a failure. I just can't go all that in and be all that excited about it right now.
The nicest thing I can say about Jalen Milroe is that I think his TikToks are fun. That's not really great. That's not good for someone trying to
get drafted.
I thought
that's where you went in on Shador. You got on the talk with him, and you're like, the Shatok
is
so good.
When I said the best thing I can say about Jalen Milroe is his TikToks.
Oh, okay.
Shador does things better than his TikToks. Also
like
great.
Rapping?
He's also great at TikToks. He's great at podcasting. He's great at rapping. He's great at all sorts of different things.
I'll have to check out the Shatok later.
Mock me.
How many rings you, fat boy?
Our first fan submission comes from Justin on X. He likes Travis Hunter at number 2 and Jackson Dart to start the second round at number 33. Justin also has the Browns taking Jaden Higgins, Damian Martinez, Carson Vinson, along with some others. But what do you guys think of his top 5 picks or so here?
The Martinez thing's interesting. That's a power back to go with Jerome Ford.
Oh, I thought you were going to get on the Higgins part of that.
The Higgins thing's all right. I just don't – that's another position I don't feel the need to. There's not a lot of wide receivers I love in this draft. I probably like Luther Burden more than anybody in the NFL, but meaning like all the other talent evaluators who think he's going to be a second-round pick. I'll give this one a C+.
It's interesting how I feel averse we are to having the wide receiver discussion, and I think I know why. I mean, obviously, if you take Travis Hunter at 2, then you've solved that. But even when it was Abdul Carter, we were kind of just averse to it at 33, averse to it at 67, averse to it in third, fourth rounds. And I find that to be very interesting considering how many wide receivers can be available.
There's just not a lot of guys that you go, oh, I can't believe that guy's it. Like okay, yeah. Luther Burden is the guy that I'm like, I can't believe that guy's a second-round pick. That's a first-round pick to me. When I've watched him at Missouri, whereas like the two Iowa State wide receivers, okay, yeah, they're fine. Oh gosh, who's the? I actually do like Lane, the kid out of Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
I think he might be like a nice fourth to sixth round steal. But yeah, there just aren't a lot of guys that I like. Maybe I just didn't focus in on them enough. But there aren't a lot of wide receivers that I go, oh, that I'm convinced that guy has some sort of upside.
I think we also have zero trust in the Browns' ability to develop a wide receiver, considering they have not either drafted right or developed any of their third-round picks that they've taken at wide receiver.
Which only makes the fact that we are okay
with
Travis Hunter, who half of the evaluators out there think is a corner. I think it's pretty wild that we're like, yeah, of course. The only way we're drafting Travis Hunter is if he's a wide receiver.
Mock me.
Nick has no friends.
Next up, we go to Daniel Flick of Sports Illustrated. It's Travis
Hunter. Oh, Danny Flick is his
guy. Ah, yeah. The old Flick.
It's Travis Hunter at number 2.
High school.
Shador Sanders at number 24. After the Browns trade up with the Vikings, the trade compensation to Minnesota are picks 33, 67, and 179. Another draft includes both Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders for the Browns. But are you guys okay with that price to move up?
I'm going to have to flick this draft. I tried to land the plane on that
one. I thought you were going to go with a what the flick. That's
ooh, that would have been better.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. What the flick? What?
So earlier in the segment, you got distracted by volleyball players. I got distracted by volleyball players now.
You got the shadream, baby.
Head on a swivel here. Like flick, I got balls flying everywhere.
They say that about him. They do. They do.
They
I'm going to go F minus. I don't like that trade up. I need 67. I don't remember the other pick that he said, but it made me angry. So, no, F minus.
D minus.
Mock me.
I'm a fat boy.
I think that was more personal because you said I didn't listen.
I have no idea how
and,
we
but screw that guy anyways.
It was one with Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders.
Oh, it was Service.
It was a trade up with Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm not going to have you repeat the whole entire thing.
Nope.
How many?
We're going to call it the reflickening.
Do we have any that don't involve Travis Hunter going at two? That's what I want to know, because I feel like a month ago when we did this, no one had anything but Abdul Carter.
Yeah, I can skip to this one here from the team at PFF. So the Browns don't pick Travis Hunter at number two on this one. Instead, they go with Shedeur Sanders with the second overall pick. They then add Josh Connerly Jr. at 33, and the rest of their picks are Jalen Knoll, Damian Martinez, Ashton Gelati, Miles Frazier, Hunter Waller, and Jalen Smith. Kind of feels like the mock was done a few weeks ago, but it's not. So what do you guys think?
This was not Sycamo. We know this. Who at PFF did this one?
I think
Jerry?
It was just the team, yeah.
Maybe it was Miguel?
Jerry Bean. It's a cousin of Nick Fleck.
Hey, okay. Beyond Trevor Sycamore, all those PFF dudes run together.
They're all the same.
Now that Steve and the English guy left,
his name is Sam Munson.
This yeah. feels like the anonymous sources for NFL executives at this point.
All right, we're gonna go to PFF Nigeria. Who's gonna be?
You know what? You know what started this run?
33.
I think Mike Renner started this run of moderately decent looking analysts that just continue to be everywhere on the internet.
All right, we're now going to go out to the Southern Mississippi contingent of PFF. All right, now I think the Browns are going to take. I'm trying to remember the draft. I'm going to go B minus.
I'm going to go B plus.
Do you remember the draft?
Shedeur was number two. That's all I needed to remember. And Martinez. Martinez.
F minus.
Martinez made his third appearance in Mock Me.
Got a lot of Martinez.
Mock Me.
Why is Nick on the radio?
Another fan submission here comes from Alfonso on X. He starts night one with Travis Hunter at number two. And then through several trades, the Browns make 4 second-round picks. They are Trevion Henderson, Will Howard, Harold Fannin Jr., and Emory Jones. Pure chaos in the second round, guys.
And wasn't Emory Jones also an Ohio State commit at one point? Did he just go the all-Ohio or Ohio-adjacent second round?
Isn't that Daryl's dream? Doesn't Daryl always talk about going Ohio State every time you possibly can?
Lima, too. I think Lima says
I think Daryl asked Kevin Stefanski about that in the press conference yesterday. Somebody did.
I'm sure Kevin gave a rousing answer.
Somebody's like, what happens if you just take a bunch of Ohio State guys? And I think Stefanski was very open to that idea. Not that Kevin's going to be making any selections or decisions.
He's just going to be sitting on his couch. Kevin, smile.
Not eating Kevin. Doritos, because apparently that's too spicy smile, for him. Yeah?
I almost did a really insulting voice. I'm not going to do that.
More or less insulting than your Southern voice from 40 seconds ago.
I thought that one's the Southern Mississippi. I got the dialect down.
Yeah, okay.
Alfonso.
I imagine when you lived in Charlotte, you just practiced that on your porch.
Oh, I got in so much trouble for making fun of the Southern accent. Oh, man. The natives were restless every time. All right, Fannin shouldn't be a second-round pick.
I actually think there was a lot of players you liked in that, though.
Well, I like him, but I just don't like him as second-round picks.
Okay.
Emory Jones, I don't think it's a second-round pick. Will Howard's not a second-round pick. But I like Alfonso.
I do like Alfonso.
I'm going to go an A-plus because I like Alfonso.
I'll co-sign an A-plus there. Alfonso's a guy.
Mock me.
Give me more, fat man.
All right,
I'm like
Field
Randy
Yates
on Facebook.
Dropped a first-round mock draft today where the Browns have 2 picks in the top 32. To start, they select Travis Hunter at number 2. And they trade up with the Commanders at pick 29 to draft Shedeur Sanders. They only give up picks 33 and 104 to move up 4 spots. Is this more of an acceptable version of what a trade back into the first round could look like?
You lost me at the beginning, but then you brought me back with a limited trade comp. This is more. What did I give the previous one? Did I get like a B minus?
A minus.
No. That's
when they took him number 2 overall. Yeah. Was the B minus, and then you
I think,
marked it down
I
to
think
a D.
when they gave up the third, I think I gave it like a C minus or a D plus. I would give this one a C plus.
A minus.
Is that all you got? Over
me.
There?
I am fat. Like I had to breathe.
It's a good trade compensation, all things considered, to go into the first round to get Shedeur.
All right, I want to go to Casey here on X. He used the mock me hashtag here. Abdul Carter at number 2, in parentheses, no matter what. And then at number 33, Emeka Egbuka. Khalil Mullings at 67. Oh, Jake, also, Jake, Harold Jake, Fannin Jake, Jr. Jake. In there.
We're not doing mocks that say no matter what anymore.
Oh, that's the memo.
We're taking a one-year hiatus on it because it's got overused already this year.
So what you're saying is no matter what. No matter what?
That's right. I'll see you next year.
As opposed to Tuesday.
That's right.
I will actually weigh in on this because I think we need the content. What was it again?
Ansel Carter at 2, no matter what. Emeka Egbuka at 33.
Okay, can you redo it without the no matter what? Because sure. JP's eyes twitching over here.
Ansel Carter at 2, 33, Emeka Egbuka, 67, Khalil Mullings later on in the draft to get Harold Fannin Jr., and then Kyle McCord at pick 216, guys.
Ooh.
I actually really hate a lot of this draft.
Is it because you can't erase the no matter what from existence?
No, partially. I love the Egbuka pick if you can actually get him at that spot, but he's not going to be there at that spot.
All right. Like Carter,
D plus.
Don't love Egbuka.
You're not getting him there anyway.
I forget everything else that happened. B minus.
Mock me.
I am fat. Like, I had to breathe.
Time for a 7-round mock draft from Athlon Sports. Kind of surprising they have
we needed the
Browns
content, huh?
Taking defensive players at 2 and 33 in Abdul Carter and Jalen Walker. The rest of the Browns draft looks like this. Caleb Johnson, Dylan Gabriel, Noel Williams, Chase Lunt. What grade are you guys thinking here?
Ooh, all right. Walker falling to 33 would entice a lot of people. I really think I want a defensive tackle earlier, though, than like a hybrid linebacker. Yeah, I don't hate Carter, so that we like that. Carter's one of my favorite prospects in this draft. Dylan Gabriel really railroads this thing in a way that I just don't know we can get back on track there. JP?
I agree. Go Cavs.
I'll give it. JP is just all – for a guy who has said – you're not all about ball. You're all about ball right now.
Well, I think I've told you before. I mean, I could watch a guy, two people play pickup, like basketball at the park.
Yeah.
Well, as long as like one wears an Ohio State shirt, I'm in. I'm captivated by what's going on with this volleyball in front of me.
You had me, and I could watch a guy.
I had to keep talking. You tried to break me there. It wasn't going
to happen. Tried to break you. You said it. I just reacted.
There's so many people playing volleyball right now. It's insane. You think I got the attention span? A 7-round mock versus what I've seen in front of me? No chance.
C-. Do better next. Who did it?
It was Athlon Sports.
Better, Athlon Sports. Come on. Yeah. I thought they peaked in 2021. People have been saying that for a while.
Not since Flick.
Jake. Great stuff all season long on Mock Me. We have hit that point of the show, and we will break it down. I will break it down what a Shador Travis Hunter first round draft for the Browns tonight would mean